we continue in worship this day, let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together, for the opportunity to read upon your word for us for today, to reflect upon it, and to see how you have been with us before creation, before we were even a thought. Lord, you were present. Your time is different than our time. And so bless this time that we might be encouraged and transformed to be the people you have called us to be, to live as your disciples in love and service to others. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. So our scripture for today comes from the Psalms, the 90th chapter, verses 1 through 12. The words can be found on the screen above as well. The Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. You swept them away, they are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning it flourishes and is renewed, in the evening it fades and withers. For we are consumed by your anger, by your wrath we are overwhelmed. You have set our iniquities before you and our secret sins in light of your countenance. For all our days pass away under your wrath, our years come to an end like a sigh. The days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80, if we are strong. Even their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger? Your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. So teach us to count our days, that we may gain a wise heart. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. How many shopping days left? I'm sure that when you saw that sermon title, you already thinking, well, how many days, I wonder? And so let me answer that question. If we're talking about Thanksgiving, you have 4 days, including today, to make sure that you have everything you need to have that meal on Thursday. Whereas many places used to remain open on Thanksgiving or even open up later in the day, a lot of places have moved away from that, have decided against it because they were having trouble finding people to work and they couldn't afford to have people quit for having to work on that day. And to not add too much trouble or pressure on you, we're now 37 days until Christmas Day. It will be here before we know it. I think we're officially in holiday season gear where we'll not be able to go to too many places without hearing holiday carols or Yuletide songs, even as in the church world, we know that we're still 2 weeks away from Advent. Knowing that we only have a certain amount of time can bring a sense of urgency to what otherwise would be ordinary days. However, we live much of our life is in fact spent in a frantic pace, an endless striving to keep up with the many demands placed on it. From the midst of the scurry, we occasionally lift our heads and pause long enough to wonder what we're striving for, if there's a lasting purpose in what we do, or if we're caught in an endless cycle. We do this year after year. So many, we do this, and we just do it year after year until strength and energy is wore out, and we're reminded that from dust we came, and to dust we shall return. Having strived for things that, well, to be honest, seem to give us maybe a little joy for a short period of time, but won't be remembered in the long haul. Did you know that the average American lives a little over 79 years? Women still live longer than men, and obviously, 79 years, this average of the average American is obviously an average. Some people live longer and some not as long. 79 years, though, on average is 28,835 days, give or take a few leap years, you know. These are the days that we have been blessed with to do whatever we would like. Some people use their time standing in line at stores to get a good deal. Some spend it waiting in traffic. Some spend it reading about how good everyone else's life is, so much better than our own. So what if we woke up every morning and could see how many days we had left? What if above the mirror in your bathroom there was a big digital countdown and letting you know how many days you had to work with? How would you live differently? Would you live differently? Even as the scriptures were written so many years ago, the psalmist for today agrees that the current national average was somewhere between 70 and 80 years. Wow. Now, Moses lived 120 years, according to Deuteronomy 31:2. And as the psalmist wrote this, he didn't say that it was not a promise or limit, but a poetic estimate of lifespan. Pretty accurate. The emphasis of the psalm is on futility of life. Even if one should live past the norm of 70 and into 80 and even longer, the end of it is only labor and sorrow. To know that our life is a gift is what's important. To know that our life is fragile makes each moment matter. Death makes earthly life precious because it reminds us that we can take no day for granted. Kind of like people who have more money than they know what to do with, when we live our life as if we will never die, we tend to waste the life that we have. We worry about things that don't matter in the long run, and we fret over things that are not in our control. Psalm 90, the psalm I read for today, was most likely compiled in the post-exilic era, about 85 years following the destruction of the first temple and the exile of the Jews to Babylon. Now, although some of the Jews were now back in the city of Jerusalem, it was still a discouraging time. It still lacked independence. They were short on food, and they worshipped in a rebuilt temple that was far from the glory of the first one. Also, if you have a Bible that has little headings over the Psalms, you might see that it says that this psalm was a prayer of Moses, the man of God. This psalm was the only one ascribed to Moses who had a deep sense of God's presence and faithfulness. And even though his lifelong dream was to enter the promised land, remained just that, an unfulfilled dream that he never got to see lived out. Knowing that, this post-exilic information and about Moses, listen to the psalm in that context. In verse 1, God is introduced as refuge and creator. Lord, you've been our dwelling place in all generations. To this community that was discouraged, that was short on food, that was... It must have been a particular comfort to be reminded that they can find their place of safety in God, a dwelling place in all generations. That stability contrasts with that of brevity of human life. As we read this psalm and these thoughts and context, it can sometimes Help us remember the constancy of God, that God has been a home for the people throughout all of history. The psalm goes on to say that before the mountains were brought forth or ever you had formed the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. That God was before the world was created and will be forever. The very fact that God stands outside of time allows for God to be a place of safety for each and every generation. And the psalm reminds us that our perspective on time is not the same as that of God. He's raised above time. And none of the terms in which humans describe duration have any meaning for him. 1,000 years, which to a man seems so long, are to him dwindling to nothing in comparison to the eternity of his being. At the same time, the opposite must be true, that one day with the Lord is 1,000 years. God's perspective of time's passing is very different than our own. God was there long before our journey through this world, and then God will be long after. You know, sometimes as we are trying to do everything ourselves, and we can be are unable to grasp God's limitlessness, God's goodness, God's eternity. The psalm encourages us to view limitation and frailty as an opportunity to lean upon and depend upon God, who throughout history, time and again, has provided a way for God's people. Even when there seemed to be no way, God provided a way. A couple of examples of that is when a sea blocked escape, the waters parted. Or when sustenance was scarce and people were hungry and wondering where they were going to get their food, manna was provided. Or when humans were trapped in sin, a Savior was sent. Or when death supposedly was going to end all hope for people, the tomb was empty. Resurrection was experienced. God provided a way time and again when God's people thought there was no way. God can be trusted and depended upon time and again. Through loving Christ, we find our eternal significance to our existence and actions. The sense of calling in which we now live provides us with the responsibility and accountability to God and encouraging excellence in our service to God and to neighbor and to ourselves. In his article, Work and Meaning, Mark Golden reminds us that work and other activities can be seen to be important but not of ultimate value. Meaningful, but also dependent on and upheld by the author of all meaning. You see, we find our meaning in all that we do within Christ. And I think over the last few years, the world was reminded about what was important in their work and with their time. During the Great Resignation, as people sought more from their work and from their time and from their interactions than just a paycheck. You see, Psalm 90's hope is to discern the significance of our days that we have received, have gratitude, and to treat them as a gift. That God is eternal and human life is short, especially in relation to the one who was and is to come. In verse 12, it says, "So teach us to count our days, that we may gain a wise heart." We can do a lot with numbers and figuring out numbers, and that's been tried over and over again with even the thought of the end of the world and when that would be. Of all the rules that we come up with and all the ways we use numbers and math, the number of our days is a challenging thing. We can number our houses and our cars. We can estimate our value. We can do all kinds of things there, but to number our days, only God can do. And so the very last verse says, teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. This means that this wisdom must be learned. It isn't automatic. And most people live with little awareness that life is short. Their days should be numbered. Learning to number our days will give us a heart of wisdom. And this wisdom, not only for our mind, but also for our heart. And so as we go about the season that's coming up, this holiday season, as we are thinking about how many shopping days we have left, may we live our life for eternity. May we continue to grow in our relationship with Christ. And when we die, may we die in a way that gives glory to God, that we might live and reign with Him in eternity. Let us pray. Lord God, we give you thanks for this time of worship. We thank you for creating all that is, was, and is to come, and that we might have a little spot within that. May we live our life in glory to you, in thanksgiving and gratitude for this gift that we call life. May we live it in a way that is generous and loving towards our neighbors. Lord, guide and direct us, show us and remind us once again who we are and whose we are. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.